gentlemen, welcome to I Showcase Music, the I Showcase Music podcast. My name is Scott Messina. I am your host, and today we have someone special with a great story. My man Ammo, thanks for being here, pal.
Thanks for inviting me. All right.
It's him. I'm not gonna give him your government name.
Yeah, no.
No government name.
It's too long.
A-M-M-O.
Yes.
And we've been buddies for a while now, and he's got some music getting ready to drop, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm really excited about it. Yeah. But, man, thanks for being here, A. B, you got to tell them your story. Oh, my gosh. As soon as I met this guy, this was months and months ago, I said, you got to tell your story. So to preface it, just to start, my man was signed to Def Jam Records, and... Yeah, before all the craziness of today's craziness took place, I guess, right?
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And you take it from there, man. Tell us your story. How did you get signed? Talk about who you wrote with, all that good stuff.
Okay, I have it's very interesting in the sense that I'm the guy that there's going to be a lot of name dropping. I don't mean to just be like dropping names
Yes, you do. You ain't slick.
It's an incredible story. It may be a movie one day. Who knows? But Scott has the first dibs, right? So it's kind of interesting. So when I first started, I'm a big guy now. You know, I'm 6'3", about 252 pounds. I'm a big guy now. Before, I was a tall, skinny guy with a lot of hair, and that led me to start modeling. And I was living in New York. I'm from Brooklyn. And we started, I was doing music, right? And I had left a hip-hop group that I was in called the Jig Masters by DJ Spinner. These are very, very big names in Brooklyn. DJ Spinner is famous for very famous for doing the Prince versus Michael parties. Then he started doing Stevie Wonder parties. He met Stevie Wonder. Him and Stevie became friends.
Right.
So all of this stuff was happening. But in the meantime, while I was leaving that group, 2 weeks later, I started modeling. And back in those times, you couldn't really model and be a rapper.
You're talking about the 90s.
Right. Late 90s. You couldn't really be, you know. So I was stuck in a weird place, right? So at that time... 2 weeks after me being in the modeling game,
you got fired.
Well, it was interesting. It was like I did a show, I did MTV, and I did a special for Marvin Gaye. I was able to me modeling. I met Bono from U2. Mm. I met Marvin Gaye's daughter, Nona Gaye, and from that, I met a girl who was a model, and she. You know, became friends with me, and I was trying to talk to her, right? And on a date, we talk a little bit, and she finds out that I do more than model. I said, oh, yeah, I do actually do music, too. And she goes, really? Let me see. And back then, I gave her a cassette tape. So
we are showing our age.
Right? Back then, it was the demo tape.
Yeah.
So I actually gave her about 5 or 6 songs that I had. I had just finished it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who was going to shop it at the moment. And she just said, oh, let me have it. 2 seconds later, literally within about 2 to 3 days, she goes, a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Henchman wants to hear you, right? So I said, okay. I went up. I met Jimmy. He immediately loved the fact that I was, like, well-spoken. You know, I was from that world, but... He loved that I could flow. A lot of the similarities that they said was like Jay-Z. So he was like, got me a record deal, basically, from Hiram Hicks. Hiram Hicks signed, Kelly Price. They signed Drew Hill. Mm-hmm. They signed TLC. Mm-hmm. And then they signed Ammo, which was me.
Wait, that's Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, right?
That was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, but Hiram Hicks... was associated with them. He used to be with Jimmy.
No, I know the name.
Right.
I never met the guy.
Right.
But I hear nothing but great things from him, you know.
Right. Hiram was the big guy.
Sure.
Because what happened was Hiram Hicks was now, he left the Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis thing, and he became now the I guess, the main guy at Island Black Music. Mm-hmm. Island Black Music, which then got merged with Def Jam.
Okay.
So when Drew Hill
Russell bought Island.
Right.
Right.
Right. So basically we were Island Def Jam when I got signed. And when I first got signed, and I didn't get shopped like normal people where you're going around and, hey, listen to his music. They actually came to the studio to listen to me.
Oh, wow.
So Hiram Hicks.
That's the old school way.
Right. Hiram Hicks pulled up in a limousine. And while I'm in the studio, they're like, go downstairs. Hiram wants to see you. I'm like, okay. You know, I didn't realize who this was. And he just looked at me and he was like, signing this kid. Turn around. Maybe 2 weeks later, all of a sudden I got a bunch of people coming in the studio. One of those people was 50 Cent. 50 Cent was a young kid in the streets. He was signed to Crazy Cat. Crazy Cat was a record label that was by Derek D. Angeletti. Derek D. Angeletti was the mad rapper. Back in the days, he was on. He had a famous skit that he used to do on Biggie Smalls as the mad rapper. So just at the time when 50 Cent was doing How to Rob.
So wait.
Yeah.
Roll back. Is this pre-Eminem?
This is pre-Eminem, which is a very interesting story.
That's interesting.
So it's right around the same time because it's very interesting.
Late 90s.
Right. So here's the interesting thing. Here's how we're all connected. It's a 6 degrees of separation with Ammo, okay? So I'm over here working with a new young cat from my album. I'm working on my album that's signed under Island Def Jam, right? And I'm doing my music ghostwriting with 50 Cent because 50 Cent at the time, although he had a record deal with Crazy Cat, it was an independent, you know what I mean? And he was trying to get money while he's hustling. So he's getting money, making a couple of dollars, and Jimmy Henchman used to give him money to ghostwrite. So because I ghostwrote too, me and 50 started ghostwriting for an artist named Sugar. We also did a couple of other artists. I can't mention their names because that's what it means to be ghostwriter, right?
Right.
But there are a lot of female rappers and entertainers. LL Cool J is one of them. So anyway, long story short, he's doing his thing. I'm doing mine. We develop a cool relationship. 50 Cent decided he's doing a record for me called 50-50 with Salt from Salt and Pepper. Salt was going to be on my album. Craig Mack on my album. I had Jazzo on my album. Jazzo put on Jay-Z, as a matter of fact, to promote my album. Jazzo did about 5 records on my album. Then Jay-Z's cousin, who is named Beehive became my A&R director. I was the Hiram Hicks kind of put Stanley Brown on my record to like guide me because they were like, he's not from the streets like that. He's just a good kid that can rhyme, right? So he were like, we'll put him with Stanley Brown because Stanley Brown can develop him, right? But Jimmy Henchman was like, nah, we want him to be more like Jay-Z.
Right.
So we're like, Stanley Brown is a gospel guy. We don't want him. So they put Beehive in charge of my A&R of my album. And that's what I was doing. Now, if you guys don't know who Beehive is, he's now with Rockefeller or Rock Nation. Rock Nation. So he's, you know, multi-talented guy. Me and him, he would tell me, like, you're the next Jay-Z. Because Beehive was the A&R for Jay-Z as well, for Reasonable Doubt.
But did you get the album done?
I got the album done. We had everything set to go. And then Jimmy, unfortunately, got caught up in legal situations. So he ended up, you know, incarcerated. So imagine me as a record, as an artist that's out here, finished an album.
You finished.
Have all these people that's down with me. I'm stuck like Chuck, right? Because now I'm on they signed me to back in the day, it was a 7-album deal.
Yep.
7-album, they wrapped me around, they put the warm blanket of
industry. This industry's brutal, bro. Yeah. Industry's brutal. That's what I said. Did you get fired? I started laughing because I started thinking about all the times I've been fired.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, you can't fire yourself.
Right.
And you're never going to make real money working for the man.
No.
So the way these artists are rolling now, and that's a lot of what I Showcase Music Podcast is all about. Be independent.
Yeah.
Be independent.
Yes.
And do it yourself. Hold as much publishing as you can. However, you do need people to help you. I mean, I've come across a couple of very talented artists, such as yourself, that are too And when you're two like this and not willing to let anybody help you because you're so paranoid that you're going to get screwed, you're going to go nowhere. Right. You're going to stay in your basement. Florida doesn't have basements.
Right.
New York has basements. DC has basements. DMV, shout out.
Right.
But yeah, you know, you're going to stay. It's going to stay on the shelf.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, similar. I have a very similar. It's funny. It's around the same era. Mm-hmm. Was Genuine. I talk about this sometimes on the podcast. And we had taken some stuff up to Polygram Records and Pow Wow Records. Mm. Actually had Foxy Brown signed at the time.
Ooh.
And yeah, man. Yeah, so there was some big stuff going on up there.
That's my era right there.
But, you know, it's the rap game. When the rap game just started and what you're talking about. Because I remember precisely when ILN and Def Jam merged.
Mm.
I mean, think about Def Jam. And what was it?
It was like
Run DMC,
yeah,
Beastie Boys,
yes.
I mean, they had early '90s. I mean, come on, man, they made so much success from
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. Did they have Cypress and House of Pain and all them too, or no?
They were.
It was Rick Rubin, right?
Rick Rubin was under Sony.
Rubin was producing the Beastie Boys, which is one of the best albums. But
still worked very closely with Jay-Z. That's why they did 99 Problems when A1.
So. You were on that?
Rick Rubin did that.
Oh, Rubin did that. Yeah. So, but that was pre. That was pre Rockefeller, because then he went from Island to
no Rock Nation. Rockefeller was out, but Rockefeller, remember, was a small independent.
Yeah.
And then Jay-Z ended up becoming the CEO because there was a gentleman, I forgot the name of the guy, but he handed it over to Jay-Z, and Jay-Z, this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z became. Remember, I told you Jazzo was writing four songs for me, production. But Jazzo, they were signed to Geffen Records, and Jazzo and Jay-Z came out. They did Hawaiian Sophie, they did everything. Jazzo is called the originator. Jazzo lived in Long Island. I went to his house. I went to Public Enemy's. Chuck D's house.
Chuck D.
In Long Island. And Chuck D wanted to sign me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about legends of hip hop
that I
know wanted to sign me. And I turned around and I went with Def Jam.
You took your gamble.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The talent was undeniable. They all knew that I meant money.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was that I felt a very closeness with Jimmy Henchman, and especially his nephew KK, and a lot of the family. They made me feel like family. Now, I know there's a lot of negativity on that name Henchman, right? But when I was a young artist that I wasn't from the streets, and I don't pretend to be, but I know that everybody around me was, like, everybody around me was getting in trouble and stuff. So I was always the guy.
That was the thing back then. And then the East Coast, West Coast rap war started.
Yes, absolutely.
You're in the midst of all that, bro.
All that. And Jimmy didn't want me to be a part of any of that. And the one thing that I love,
you got to thank him for that. You know?
Yeah, he was not, it's so funny because sometimes you could go to the drug dealer on the block and he'll be like, not for you. You're the guy with the golden arm. I don't want to see you do this. So that's kind of like what Jimmy was for me. He was like, you know,
a mentor.
You're my golden boy. I don't want you to mess around in any of that. So for what it's worth, he never treated me ill. He actually introduced me to Diddy. I wasn't a part of any parties.
I was never
a part of the parties, but I met Diddy on a couple of occasions. Was very nice, cool with me, and that was it. I met his wife.
Faith. You learned.
I learned everything.
You only can learn by getting kicked down sometimes.
Yeah,
and I think you can get kicked down while you're on top. I always say there's the yin with the yang. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't get all this and live this life without all this going on. Good's going to come with bad. Mm-hmm. Bad's going to come with good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how you navigate through.
Yeah.
It's how you save your soul, you know?
Absolutely.
And I can get real deep on that craziness, man. But, I mean, so now, okay, we're talking about, it's a great story. Mm-hmm. It's a great story. And you survived it. You got out of your contract. Mm-hmm. Talk just a little bit about that. So how'd you get out?
Here's the craziness. You know how the one thing about Ammo, it made me realized that.
I like the third person. I like that.
Yeah, it wasn't about ammo. Ammo, you know, it's like, it made me become a little bit more conscious of God because
Amen.
My father was a preacher. And I believe very heavily in the Bible where it says, like, you know, God's never going to let, you know, a righteous man's son suffer.
That's right.
Yeah, he's always going to somehow shroud you in some kind of
child
protection.
Of the Most High God.
Right.
I've been protected.
He's going to protect you. And you don't know why, how this happened, but you always end up protected. You don't know. So this was me. I done been through 3 shootouts.
Yeah.
Messing around with that crowd. I met my girlfriend in a shootout. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. So I've been in shootouts at Armenian Hall. I've been shootouts in, you know, Miami. And it's all because of, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just entertaining. And all of a sudden, shots are ringing out. So that means you're around the wrong people.
Yeah.
You're on. So that just meant that God didn't want me to prosper with them because it probably wasn't the right environment for me. Now, there could be good in some people, but at the same time, if it wasn't right for you, it's not.
You don't
time.
Understand it's that at time. That time, though.
Right.
At that time, it's disappointing. It's a kick in the gut. And then you look at it at our age, you go back and look at it now, and it's like, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You look back at it like,
I tell everybody, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm saying, I tell everybody the story about, you know, it was between myself and Stitch to be Ellen's DJ.
Ooh. Wow.
And maybe there was a third too. And the producers came to me and said, you have too big of a personality and we were afraid that you'll overshadow or whatever. Uh-huh. And Twitch was, he was him, man. I mean, he could dance. He's a good looking dude. He could DJ. He was.
So you think I Could Dance was out too? So he was right off, right in the way.
So Twitch, I couldn't be, I was disappointed, but I wasn't angry because the guy is talented.
Mm-hmm.
However, he blew his brains out. Beverly Hills Hilton, 2 years ago with 3 little girls. I don't even want to know the backstory to that.
Right.
You know, you hear rumors in the industry and all of that. I don't even want to go there, Ammo.
Yeah.
But God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless him. God bless his family. And I just hope he's at peace, man. But I mean, that's my guardian angel. That's the Lord Jesus Christ looking at me and protecting me, brother. Like you were protected in those shootouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, whoa, man. It didn't make sense at the time, but thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I just, you know, it happened the way it did, and it always does, right?
Yeah, so it did.
So look, man, I know you said you had something for me. Let's jump track real quick. You got something in that book?
Well, this book, I don't know if you're over a certain age, you know what this means. So this is either your school book, right? You jot your first thoughts down in this Mead little book right here. So just, I brought this as a memoir to hip hop. If you're a hip hop artist back in the day, you wrote your first rhymes in books like
this.
That's
right.
So me and 50 would write in this book. So 50 Cent, yes, your boy 50, and Ammo, this is what we used to write all of the music that you hear now. You don't know the things that I've written. Under contract, I can't say who I wrote for. 50 Cent has wrote for many, many R&B artists as well as hip-hop artists, right? Those things, they pay us to keep quiet, right?
Sure.
But ghostwriters, they're necessary sometimes. You know what I mean? A lot of people say, oh, you ain't nothing if you don't write your own. Listen, if you're a person that writes, you know that sometimes you can have a block. You can have a... I've sat in sessions with people, like I did a record with Prozwa from the Fugees. And I finished my record. I have the record with Proz and Memphis Bleak and Raz Kaz was an artist under, he's an LA artist, a Compton artist under Dr. Dre. And actually, I got to send you that. It's called My Side of Town. So these were the collaborations that was happening, right? So we finished our verses in the studio, 20 minutes. And then certain artists, I won't say who, were like 2.5 hours. We're sitting there. I'm paying for the studio. waiting for you to get it together.
Right.
So yes, you can have a writer's block. So sometimes you do need another artist to help you. Nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong. But I'm just saying to you is that when you're an artist, I respect the art form. I respect that the thought process of being an artist and also respecting the art form. That's the reason why after many, many years and after COVID especially, I had an awakening.
Yeah.
I was done with everything. I wasn't trying to do music. Okay? I'm over here retired.
We've all been there.
Retired. chilling out, and then COVID wakes your ass up. COVID says, wait a minute. Because you didn't know when we didn't have any kind of, we didn't know what this was. We were all like, oh my God, what have I done with my life, right? It was 2 years of reflection, right? And I said to myself, God didn't give you all of this energy and power and he didn't protect you for you not to use your gift.
That's right.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it just for fun, just for me. I'm going to do music for me for once.
Yeah.
And I did, and I wrote down some stuff and I came out with some pretty incredible music.
With that pink Lamborghini, man. I mean, you got some success, man.
Yeah, listen, that was me just testing the waters.
But you got the sync on Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, so Fast and the Furious is something that I'm working on now. I always love cars and I'm a writer and I said, well, let me do something about, you know, doing some car stuff. So I did Pink Lamborghini. I did something for Dub Magazine. Mm-hmm. Went out to Portland, Oregon. Did some shows out there. One of the Portland Trailblazers wanted to sign me. My retired ass wanted to get signed by a NBA
sign
star.
Sign yourself, man. Sign yourself. Work a publishing deal.
So, yeah, right. So
keep it to yourself.
So man. I've always been, and as soon as I put pen to paper, people around me get excited. So I said, okay. I still got something here.
I love that.
Yeah. So I said, let me give. So the new album, I got a new album coming out.
Well, let's do it. Hold that thought.
Uh-oh, shoot. Oh.
Hold that thought. Let's take a pause right now. And we're going to come back.
Yeah.
Talk about your new album, man, because I heard some tracks. I'm going to tell you what I think about it.
Okay. Cool, dude.
I'm going to be real, though.
All right. No problem.
No, it's really good. It's really good. I'm just messing with him. He's all worried. He's like, what are you going to say on camera, man? Scott, come on, man.
Don't do me like that.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Be my Benzo, I'm blessed. Every night take off my vest. Thank God I got two texts. Got no love, man wants sex. Love a thick girl with big breasts. Press of them sun, knee pun neck. But we always leave them stressed. Bad man don't respond to texts. Be my Benzo, I'm blessed. Every night take off my vest. Thank God I got two texts. Got no love, man wants sex. Love a thick girl with big breasts. Press of them sun, knee pun neck. But we always leave them stressed. Bad man don't respond to texts.
Where you gonna run when my goons them come? What you gonna do with that little bitty gun? Man got Draco's move when I say so. Block too hot, better chill, better lay low. Pray to Jehovah, shots at your Nova. End up in the coma, souls crossed over.
Hey, ammo taking over. Got your girl in the Black Rover. Pulling out a track, spend a hover. Hey. Givenchy, pennies on the floor. Ooh. Say no more when facts say less. Pick up your weave, baby, fix your dress. Man, them vex, cause I'm getting all the checks. Hey. Cruise now, I'm what's next. Fix your face, get slapped with a vex. So your man, gal, my ex. Hey. I ain't stressed, got a new flex. Y'all fall in, mind them stretch. Mind them stretch.
Hot Showcase Music.
Yes.
My man Ammo, thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
You can catch this on anything, man. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, iShowcase TV. Mm-hmm. Free app. You got to check it out if you want to see it instead of just hear it. Appreciate all of our listeners, all of our fans. We are grateful. Yes. I am grateful. Mm. What you got? What do you got?
So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm an artist from top to bottom. So I do music. But I've also went to art school here in Florida, and I do graphic arts illustration. So kind of what I do today is I work with a company called Imperial Point, and I wanted to present you with your first shirt for your podcast.
My first athletic shirt. Look at that.
You know, what's it called?
Ooh,
I Showcase, baby.
Showcase with the star on the back.
Oh, yeah,
this
baby.
This is the first bit of athletic wear. And wait, we got your company right here. Imperial
Point. There you go. Pinnacle.
Imperial Point.
At the top.
Man, what kind of material is this?
So this is a 220 spandex fit. It's a dry fit shirt. So this is nice. Spring is coming. I mean, we're going to get cold in maybe like a couple of weeks.
Tomorrow is supposed to be 30 degrees, man.
Yeah, so this, but no matter what, you can wear a thick shirt underneath it. And then in spring, that's all you. So you could be like, you know, DJing, doing your thing. Oh, as a matter of fact, I think I got something else for your DJ thing. Wait a minute.
Get out of here, bro.
Bam!
Oh, goodness.
Look at this. He's got DJ Crazy Scott.
That's a good looking fellow right there. Look at that.
Look at this beautiful. And what does he do? He's on the mic. You know what I'm saying? He's on the mic.
Thank you so much.
So
man.
That's the hoodie.
Good night.
The hoodie, Sam Goody. Look at that.
Look at that, brother.
Yeah, so I designed that for him, and he approved it. All the things that he wanted to look at, the fade of the music on here, you know, the beautiful iridescent colors on here.
Does it make me look skinny?
It makes you look handsome,
bro,
man.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna perform in this because, you know, I got some stuff coming up the pike that I've been working on. See, people ain't ready.
Listen, his beard is its own energy, so we have to make sure the beard was okay.
Wow. So we got the DJ Crazy Scott.
Yes.
We got the Eye Showcase rocking.
Yes, he's going to put out a merch line soon. Don't worry, folks. Trust me, it's coming.
Damn. Emma, thank you, buddy. Thank you so much, man. God, man, that's what's up.
No worries.
Y'all got to go to Imperial Point. I don't know if you can read that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put the graphic up on the screen, but Imperial Point, yes. Order your custom. If you're a DJ, band,
mm-hmm.
athlete, you guys, I think you guys do a lot with athletes.
Yes,
right?
youth athletes. We're doing a blue-gray game, football. We do volleyball. Basically, anything that has to do with youth athletics, we do it. We design it. I design stuff. I work with a couple of artists. And, you know, anything that you have in your head,
I
can put
it. I can't believe how good that turned out, dude.
Yeah.
No. Like
just the color.
We don't have to get all technical, but what's the DPI that they're?
That's this ancient secret we can actually.
Okay, yeah. Tell you, but it's like the Bush's beans recipe, right? You can't share that.
Like KFC. Well, you can't find out.
I can't thank you enough. You and Imperial Point, complete shout out. Complete shout out. You should get Employee of the Year.
Thank you, sir.
And
I'll make that known.
This is it, man. I'm real excited. It looks like I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
That and I got to give a shout out to my boys in Mecca, my boy Dave. Mecca making this table for me.
There you go.
This is no joke, man. The sponsor, you know what's funny about all this? Mm. You stay true, you stay focused, you try to help people, and all of a sudden, good people gravitate.
Yeah.
You're one of those good people.
Thank you,
my
sir.
My buddy Dave, one of them good people.
That's what's up.
And now we're going to get down to business, back to the music industry. Thank you again.
No worries.
My man. New Classic Volume 1. All right, I'm going to tell you what I think.
Okay, here we go.
Pink Lamborghini, once I saw it on that you know, what was it?
YouTube?
Yeah, well, you sent me that video with all the drifters and Fast and the Furious video or whatever.
Yeah, that was sick, man.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I listened to every one of these. Bad Man, Catching Feelings, mm-hmm. Money Out.
With the Maybach.
Bro, I listened to that twice.
Yeah.
The Come Up, Don't Love You, Spend It. This is it. I haven't heard all of these.
Yeah.
I've heard Bad Man. I've heard Catching Feelings.
Money Out to Maybach.
Bruh, mm-hmm. I can see why you got people excited. I can see it caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to be okay, but you were better than okay, man. Mm. You guys, and what I love, because you and I are similar ages, I just got more gray.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement, that's your phone. The excitement that I have for you is you still
sound
got
20.
It. You still got it. You don't, but you're not doing your regular blah, 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 blah. Blah 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 blah. You're freaking killing it on the offbeat, the upbeat, the thirds, the blah blah blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute, I'm over here.
Oh, I studied
said
my whole
the offbeat.
Life.
Wait a minute. Okay.
And I'm over there like, and the stuff doesn't sound cheesy. Mm-hmm. It's, bro, that's the beauty. And I'm gonna look into the camera and tell you this right now. That is the beauty of today's music, today's streaming. Mm-hmm. It don't matter how old you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter anymore. Not. If you're an attractive woman, if you're not attractive woman, you know, everybody's attractive within their own hearts. They should be. But you don't have to look like Britney Spears anymore. You don't have to be 22. And that's the old way of looking at things.
Yeah.
If you got a hit song, nobody gives a rat's ass what you look like,
what
sound like.
You
all of a sudden, look at my friends, the Backstreet Boys, man. Mm-hmm. They're doing their thing. They've been doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Vegas loves them. The world loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And they look great. They've aged well.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter anymore.
Nope.
Because, you know, it's about great music. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, and I launched a podcast about the AI thing and the whole Suno thing, man. Okay. And we'll talk about that if you want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I have a whole podcast on it. I haven't even dropped it yet.
Mm.
But, you know, the funniest thing you should get out of that is this.
Mm.
You ain't no damn musician or songwriter thinking you're good on Suno. Talk about give me a gospel feel and use this. No, that does not. We've studied our whole lives this art. Yeah. This art is real. However, however, as a producer, what a tool it is. What a beautiful tool. And you can pull the stems. And if you like, oh, man, I like that guitar solo. Yeah. There's some guitar solos and some vocals on that thing that I can't even get. I couldn't even get in real life.
Right.
It's so good.
Right.
It's scary.
Right.
It's scary, but like I tell everybody, it's like, and I'm going squirrel right now. but it's scary, but it's like saying you weren't going to use the internet in 1996. I'm not using the internet.
Good luck.
AI is what it is, man. Yeah. It is what it is, and it's going to be what it is. Yeah. So I don't think you used any AI on this, because I think you, when you got this done, the Suno and everything has only been hitting hard for like the last 6 months to the year, right? Mm-hmm. You had this done, and I kept saying,
about a year and a half.
I'm like, Emma, when am I going to hear your stuff, man? When am I going to hear your stuff? He's like, man, when I'm ready. I'm not ready yet. And you know, that is a internal soulful decision for yourself.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, because you've been through so much, and it's I don't use the word scary because that sounds a little, but it's humbling.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's humbling to release yourself and put yourself out there at that level. People say about Prince. Prince was real quiet, reserved, introverted. If you wanted to know anything about Prince, listen to every one of his songs, because that's where he let it go.
Diamonds and Pearls, they got me through a lot of stuff, man. I mean,
great song, man.
I mean, we were raised a little bit different.
Gen X.
Yeah, they're a little bit different. And, you know, and it's no shade to the new folks that are coming out, but it's kind of harder for them because they don't.
Kind of?
It's a little harder for them because they don't grasp inspiration like we used to.
But you get some that respect the art. You get many that respect the craft. That's why I launched I Showcase Music Podcast out of Nashville. Those cats up there are different. They're just all about the music. They're all about the love of the music and the soul of the music and the, you know, I don't know where rap's going, man. I don't know where, like, I wouldn't even consider your stuff is more like,
it's an inflection point right now.
It's an inflection point, but right. your music, talking about your album, it's like a top, it could go top 40. And it's more like a top 40 R&B hip hop, basically everything you write. But man, it has a twist to it, to where old school's gonna love it and new school's gonna love it. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
And right now, in front of everybody, I got this track that's coming out. It's called Crazy Funk. First one to hear about it, hot off the press, I Showcase Music Podcast with my boy Ambo.
Okay.
After hearing this, brother, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and do a cameo on there for me.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Because the whole thing starts, and you can spit some lyrics towards the middle and the end, but this thing is fun. Dude, I was like, I don't want to be in the next Uptown Funk, which I would love that role. That was a great, don't get me wrong, great song. Right. Bruno killed that shit, but at the end of the day, man, I was like, I'm using the word funk. Oh, my gosh, man. When I put this, now that it's all coming together, I got a tear in my eye, and I'm like, you know, I'm really good friends with a couple great DJs. You don't always need a big name to do big things.
That's important. That's important for people to realize. I always said, people, you can't book Jay-Z anymore. You can't book him. But if you need somebody that can be that widget guy, that could be like, oh, wait a minute, is he doing country? Are they doing soul? They're doing rock? They're doing gospel? Let's get Ammo over here, because we can't get Jay. We can't get Jay. He's up on the mountain.
Well, I mean, you know, but Jay,
he's doing Namaste, he's doing some other stuff.
Hey, you know what?
And you can't reach him.
You cannot deny everything that
here.
Guy's done,
I'm
right?
Here.
You can't deny everything that guy's done, but he couldn't buy himself into Nashville. He couldn't do it. He couldn't buy that old school.
It's different.
Bro,
it's different
that old school. I thought Florida was old school and good old boy.
Yeah. I've been to Nashville. I've been to the airport.
Nash is for real, man.
When you go to the airport in Nashville, you just see Elvis. You see all of them.
Johnny Cash.
Yes. You're like, oh, okay. We in a different space.
Johnny Cash. But they're good people.
Yeah.
It's a liberal town.
Yeah. It's a nice town.
It's a great town, but it's like
snowing.
They're
now.
About so. God and country. It's about ice right now. Yeah. I don't want to date the podcast, but man, they got some ice last night. Franklin and Leaper's Fork. Shout out to my friends at Leaper's Fork.
Give you some shovels.
But man, I'm telling you straight up, man, they're about God and country.
Yeah.
And if anybody can't get behind that, then they I'm not judging. Mm-hmm. They just need a soul search.
Yeah.
And but Nashville has a lot. I love the people up there. So tell us about this cover, man, and tell us about your new album.
So this this cover basically is Ammo, full grown. I love the fact that it says Ammo, official since day one.
That's
like,
right.
You know, it's like, you know, like a liquor, right? These songs, I realize that people don't drop albums anymore. They drop EPs or they drop singles.
That's right? The way to go.
Yeah, because what happens...
Save money.
Save money, and, you know, I'm just used to, like, the factory way that I just write, and I'll have, like, 15, 20, 30 songs, and you just don't drop that on people anymore because they can't consume it.
People don't have the patience.
Or the bandwidth.
Or the bandwidth anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have the bandwidth anymore, man. Right. You know.
So I'm spoon feeding them. Now, the reason why I called it New Classic, why did I call it New Classic? Okay, if you hadn't noticed.
Do tell.
I was ahead of the curve, and I'll beat my chest about this, that eventually, if you listen to young artists, if there's no substance after a while, the crowd's going to dissipate. It's just like when you have an opening act for a major act.
Yeah.
Right. If if that opening act comes on and he's good, you'll sit in your seat. If he starts talking shit that you don't, sorry, pause, that you don't know, yeah, and it's not going anywhere, you're like, oh man, I got to go get me a drink.
Bro, you got 3 to 5 seconds to grab him. Just, right. Just like a website.
Right.
Look at a website. 3 to 5 seconds on a website. If you can't grab them in 3 to 5, you're done. It's
right.
Game over.
Right. So right now, a lot of artists, they might have the money, however they're hustling to get it, to get in front of the people, but can you hold their attention?
Right.
Everybody can make it's just like if you're making money for real. Everybody can have a good year. Can you sustain 5?
Well, that's a whole nother story.
Right.
People are like, how did Elton John ever go bankrupt? I'm like, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You're making $30 million a year, $30 million a year. You're spending $24 million a year, but you're making $30 million a year, so you're good. You're up $6 million. This is a great year.
Right.
Spending 24
every year.
All of a sudden, year 4, year 5, you're making $9 million, but you're still spending 24. You can go bankrupt real quick.
Real quick.
Especially if you don't have good management, which is the most harp. Billy Joel has the worst story ever. I mean,
we used to love Billy Joel. I mean,
I love Billy Joel. It was his manager. Took over $1 million from him. That's the problem with the industry is the greed. That's the problem with the world is the greed. Mm-hmm. You're going to get me on my soapbox. I'm over it.
But
I'm done, man. Pay the artists.
We have a situation that there's a new way of thinking that's going to happen. You know, sometimes what happens is when some people and the artists are abused so much, when people are abused so much, eventually something happens. It sprouts. You don't know where this thing came from. Yeah. And out of negativity always sprouts positivity. It's a yin and yang in life, right?
Bring it full circle.
My thing is, when I put out the album New Classic, what I was saying to everyone was, look, I know that you love the young artists in hip hop, and we love them, and I want to encourage them. But the older artists that sat down and went into retirement, they got fat, they chilled out, they got a lot of big house. Now they got kids trying to do it, and their kids are coming out with albums, and nobody's feeling their kids. They still want you. So what's happening is
Q.
What's that? Right.
But anyway, his son can act though.
Right.
I'm gonna give it to his son. Yeah. His son can act. Can.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's what happens is that those people from the 90s are starting to realize, hey, we have an audience that we neglected for 10, 15, 20
more than
years.
That. Yeah, 20.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I've done is I've said, let's re-engage them. I want to reach the people that have left hip hop, that have gone on to become hedge fund managers, that have gone on to become, you know, masters of the universe. They're real estate agents. They're whatever. But if you get them at a party and their jam comes on, all of a sudden they revert to what they was back when they were 16. So there's more than enough of those people out there. So I call it New Classic because all of a sudden, you know, how many times are you going to have to hear Biggie Smalls? How many times do you want to hear Jay-Z's old stuff?
Long as it keeps packing my dance floor, I'll play it all day long.
Right, as long as it keeps playing.
I hear it as many times as I need to.
And we love nostalgia, but those artists still have juice in them.
That's right.
We just haven't squeezed
enough.
Right? So let's...
Talking about Biggie.
So let's just say, wait a minute, what if the record labels and what if radio stations said, guess what? There is more than one genre of hip hop.
That's
just
right.
Like there was rock.
Well, look at
soft
Beyonce.
Soft rock, right?
But look at Beyonce.
Heavy metal?
It just wasn't country music. But right. I loved the song. The song grew on me. Talking about Texas Hold'em or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't country. Nashville didn't look at it as country. They didn't give it a country nod.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, they put so much money behind it. But that doesn't mean it was a bad album.
No.
She would have been better off putting that money behind exactly what you just said, generating her own genre.
Right.
Just put it
a different lane.
And you know who
helped
her was Miley Cyrus. Miley, man, she Hannah
stop
Montana got busy.
Stop trying to fit into country.
That's right. Don't fit into your own.
Right. Make your
Be
own
who
lane.
You are.
Exactly.
And that's what that is,
that's
right there.
That's what this is.
This is
classic.
Sick. This is sick, bro.
So this is what this is. This is called New Classic, and I want people who...
That's
let me
sick.
Ask you a question. How many people in here love De La Soul? How many people?
They just came out.
Right. How
they
many people in here love Nas? Yeah. Oh, he just came out. By the
way, he's
trying
to get that
money. He just won a Grammy.
Deserved,
how many people love Slick Rick? Oh, he just came out.
I toured with that guy.
Yeah. How many people here love
that dude's great? Him and Dougie.
Right. And how many people love Mobb Deep? Even though one of them P passed away. How many people love Mobb Deep?
How many people love Biz Markie?
Biz Markie. All the people that may have passed.
Say he's just a friend.
Right.
Oh, baby, you.
Right. And some of the DJs rely on the people that you love to get the party started. And they'll sprinkle in a little of new artists to keep you guys in
sync. Right.
But they need the foundation of the older school.
You
to
mentioned
keep them.
Hedge funds and you mentioned Wolf on Wall Street. And I'm going to tell you, read up on this.
I swear to God, read
up on all this. Watch how many CEOs, I'm talking cats that are making $100 million a year plus, are DJs at night.
Can recite Jay-Z.
No, they're DJs
at
night because...
That's their passion.
That's their passion. They can do whatever they want.
Yep.
They could open their own nightclub. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But they DJ at night because that's they love the music.
Wow.
And it's a lot, man. I've been reading more and more. I've been reading, oh my God, I can't even recite their names off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But anyway, man, I'm excited about your album. I'm excited about you. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about my shirt.
There you go.
Oh, DJ Crazy Scott. That's right. Wait.
Crazy like a fox.
And I showcase.
We're
going athletic now.
There you go.
Because I've had the old school sweatshirts.
Yes.
I have a ton of shirts. I got the baseball hats. The women love
We do those too,
by the
way.
You know the rugged hats that look all torn?
Yeah.
My wife asked Tammy, y'all can check out that podcast too. But Tammy loves those hats that are ripped up and the I Showcase hats. Mm-hmm. And people are like, send me one. But I'm like, if I'm going to send it to you, I want you to wear it.
Right.
If you're not going to wear it, I'm not sending you a $40 hat.
You got to rep it.
Rep the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my man, any last words? You got anything you got to say?
The only thing I got to say is thank you, Scott, so much for having me on. And I appreciate it as a little rap artist from Brooklyn, now living maybe not too far from Scott.
He said little rap artist.
And
he's 6'8".
Listen, me and Scott couldn't be more diverse as far as where we come from and as far as what we believe in and what we, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about this. And especially where the country is right now, how divisive and how divided everybody are. Somehow, me and Scott has always kept it 100 with each other. He's always been like, hey, this is how I feel. I'm like, this is how I feel. Well,
but I'm like that with everybody, but you're willing to listen. You're willing.
People
have problem with me. I don't have problem with anybody. I love the world, man. Black, white, yellow, red. I don't give a rat's ass. Live your best life.
This man is a heart of gold, man. And I see through
life.
It. Yeah, he has a good heart. And that's the reason why I agreed to do this with him, because he's a good guy and he was willing to give me a platform. And when you're an artist just coming up, all you need is a few good guys or good girls to give you a little opportunity. And I appreciate it so much. Humbly,
my man.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I appreciate
When's it coming out?
Give
a date.
It's coming out spring. All I can say is spring.
Then you'll be able to get it everywhere. Stream it.
Yeah.
Spotify. It'll be all over the place. I'm going to help you make it happen. I'm going to help you make it happen. I like it, man. I like where it's going. I want to hear the other tracks. But you put some love into that thing. And you took your time. And that's on a final note. That is what we learn as we get older. Patience.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like patience.
You when you're young, you like the free drinks when you come in between 10 and 11.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you like. But when you're older, you come in whatever time you want because you want your drink.
I just want to get it done and do it the right way, man. Do it the right way, kids.
That's right.
All right, guys. iShowcase Music. We're signing off. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kaylee, for doing a great job back on the backside.
Kaylee.
My man, Ammo.
Let's go.
Get it done, baby.
Yeah. 2026.
This is the year for sure.
For sure.